Queen Bee by Elizabeth Wygant. Minuka focused on containing her frustration.
You said the other day you wanted to find the tree, so let's find it.
Mustard threw up her arms.
That was before today's chaos. Had I known that, we would have had to deal with it. But now, with a queen missing and a good deal of our warriors either dead, injured, or completely disoriented, we've got other priorities.
Minuka decided to try another approach.
Okay, you're right.
Mustard blinked in surprise.
We don't have time to search for the tree now.
I can show you where it is if you want,
said a high-pitched voice with a lilting accent. A bee, who was smaller and yellow from head to toe, dropped down in front of them.
Dahlia!
Tupelo exclaimed.
I thought you were dead.
Nearly,
Dahlia smiled.
I got stung in the arm by one of the wasps, but I was able to make it to the tree in time. She healed me, of course.
Then she turned to Mustard and Minuka.
If you seek the tree, I can take you to her. I'm sure she would be thrilled to see other bees besides me.
Minuka glanced at Mustard, who sighed in resignation. Dahlia grinned.
Follow me,
she said, and took to the air. In seconds, they all landed on the edge of a raised stone bed at the far end of the structure. There, in its center, stood a diminutive round bush with delicate branches filled with small shiny green leaves.
Here she is,
said Dahlia, smiling at the tree as if it were family.
I should introduce you. What are your names?
Minuka didn't know what to say. The tree of her dreams had been immense and majestic. This was just a bush.
Is that it?
Mustard asked. She looked at Dahlia.
I mean, is that all? I expected something, I don't know, bigger.
You and me both, Minuka said. Are you sure this is the tree, Dahlia?
Of course it is,
Dahlia laughed.
The tree in the legend is larger, but reality isn't fantasy after all.
Of course not,
Mustard murmured, rolling her eyes.
Okay, let's get on with it.
Everyone identified themselves, but when Minuka gave her name, Dahlia started in surprise.
You were named after the tree itself?
She asked. Minuka nodded.
Yes, my mother chose the name.
She considered sharing why, but thought it might be better for another time. Dahlia's eyes filled up with tears.
Now I know why I was granted an extra year. You must be the one chosen to take my place.
Minuka hesitated.
Really? I'm not sure,
she began. Dahlia patted her arm.
First, we must finish the introductions.
Dahlia bowed before the tree and motioned to the group to do the same.
Oh, Minuka tree, we bees are humble and thankful for your love and healing. May I first present to you Tupelo, a white rosy maple moth who befriended me a year ago. Second, Mustard, captain of the guard to Queen Prickly Rose of Bombus Grove. And finally, a bee that is your very namesake, Minuka. All seek your protection and friendship.
She bowed her head to the ground, and the others awkwardly followed suit. After a few seconds, she stood and turned to them.
She is delighted to meet you.
Isn't she supposed to have flowers, too?
Asked Mustard with a raised eyebrow in Minuka's direction.
She blooms when she is needed, in accordance with the fable,
Dahlia replied.
Okay, we found the tree, Mustard said. Although, I admit I was expecting something else. I couldn't agree more,
said a new voice behind them. They turned and saw Acacia standing on the edge of the stone bed, the amber glittering on her resin breastplate. Mustard looked at Minuka.
Don't tell me.
Minuka nodded. That's Acacia.